This is Kent Newsom. Welcome to the March 4th edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. We've got a good selection of songs this afternoon. We are going to hear some old songs that you won't hear anywhere else that I had to pull off of old LPs. We'll hear a few new songs. We'll end up with a blues song, as we always do. In the meantime, and in between songs, we'll talk a little bit about some of the things that I've been writing about at Newsom.org. So let's get started. One of my favorite songs of all time, and that's not an overstatement, is a song by Country Joe McDonald off of his Country Joe McDonald record. It's a song called Jesse James, and it's a phenomenal song. The only place I've ever seen it is on this record, which I can't find anywhere on CD. So I took this record and a few others a year or two ago and tried to put them on my computer as MP3s. The sound is not great. And I'm going to have to jack up the sound loud to get you to hear it. But this song is so good, and you're not going to hear it anywhere else that I want to play it. This is Jesse James by Country Joe McDonald, leading off this edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. I had to turn the mixer way up on that one to get you to be able to hear it, but that's how much I like that song. Plus, it's in mono. For some reason, it didn't record in stereo after all the trouble I went to. But anyhow, if anybody has a better digital copy of that song, I own the LP. I'd sure love to have it, because that is one of my favorite Country Joe songs, Jesse James. Next song we're going to do is one you've probably heard before, but we're going to do it by the guy that wrote it. As kind of a songwriter, I like to play songs that you maybe have heard before, but They're done by the people who actually wrote them. This is Daniel Moore doing a song later recorded by a number of people, B.W. Stevenson, Brooks and Dunn, and others, My Maria. Good version of a good song. It sort of fades out in the middle, but it did that on my CD, so maybe that's just a recording problem that I inherited. But it's a good song, good sound, My Maria by Daniel Moore, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Check it out. Let's take a music break and talk a little tech for a second. One of the things that I've written on a few times at Newsom.org that others have written on their blogs is the whole gatekeeper concept. And what the gatekeeper concept boils down to is a belief on a lot of people's part that the blogosphere is just like every other area of life, where people who get there first and work the hardest end up getting a lot of the mind share, which means they have more readers and people know who they are, they have better name recognition, and they talk to each other, and it's like any other conversation. People who know each other and have been there a while, they sometimes give outsiders the perception that maybe they're not as welcome in the conversation. And when I first moved my website over to a blogging platform last year, and for those who listen to this podcast, because you know me and you don't have any idea what I'm talking about when I say blogosphere, a blog is nothing more than a website that is published on a certain platform called a blogging platform that allows you to add content more easily. It allows people to come back and comment by leaving notes at the end of what you write. It's a bit of a more interactive web page. And again, the fact that my website is now called a blog doesn't mean it's any different than it was back in the 90s when I used to write everything by hand. It just means I can publish it easier. And it's basically a time-saving device. And some people think, and I agree, an improvement on the design and layout and that type of thing. But anyhow, Sometimes new bloggers think, well, it's harder for me to get a place at the conversational table because the people who are already there, they're talking about stuff, and maybe they don't want to include me. And candidly, when I started trying to really get into the blogging aspect of my webpage last year, I sort of felt the same way. And I wrote a post on January 1 of this year called Why It's Impossible to Build a New Blog in 2006. And that blog post, ironically, is sort of what put Newsom.org on the map in terms of the blogosphere. We've been around forever and have lots of Google presence and that type of thing. But anyhow, after doing this for a while, I've sort of concluded that I was a little bit wrong, that you can basically become a new voice in the blogosphere, and you can get readers, and you can have people respond to you and talk to you, and I'm glad about that. Now, you can't do it without help, and I've had help from a lot of people. Some of the most well-known bloggers out there have given me and others advice about how to do it, and it's been really, really, really a learning experience, and I've made a lot of friends. One of the guys who's helped me a lot is Steve Rebell, who's one of the most well-known bloggers out there. His blog, micropersuasion.com, is read by basically everybody in the world. And Steve did an amazing thing this week. He decided that he was going to take an entire day, and he was going to be interviewed by whoever wanted to interview him. First come, first served. For somebody who has the mind share he does, to do something like that is pretty phenomenal. For one, it shows a real interest in bringing other voices to the table. Number two, it flies directly in the face of statements that some people have made, including some, you know, some that I've made, not directly about Steve, but just in general, that sometimes it's hard to get heard. But basically, he said, look, I'm going to spend all day, 12 hours, and I'm going to do interviews, and the first 13, 14 people that want me to interview with them, I will. And the people who interviewed him were not major, big, popular bloggers. A couple of them had popular blogs, but most of them were people who were relatively new. And anyway, he spent all day this past Thursday being interviewed. Most of them did podcasts like this. You can go to, on my page, you can look for the Steve Rebell's media tour, or you can go to Steve's website, micropersuasion.com, and you can find links to all these podcasts. And the thing about these podcasts that I like, in addition to being able to hear a smart guy opine about the future of the blogosphere, which is interesting in and of itself, is the fact that some super top A-list, top 10 blogger in the world would take an entire day to open the gates and let some other people be heard. Pretty phenomenal deal, and I wish other bloggers would do the same thing. I've got a much smaller scale initiative on Newsom.org called Second Opinion, where I go out and try to find people who don't have a trillion links and link to them from time to time. But I think it's a great example of sort of the flattening of the earth process that people talk about, where we're giving everybody a chance to be heard. And quite frankly, had not a lot of people stepped out and helped me when I first started writing, I'd still be typing away in obscurity. I'm still somewhat obscure, but I'd be completely obscure had not been for the help of some of these guys. But anyway, interesting concept, and I think Steve's taking the time to do this is really a step in the right direction, and I really applaud him for doing that. So enough for now of the tech talk. We'll circle back on a couple of other issues later. Let's play a song by one of my favorite bands of all time, the Drive-By Truckers. This is Uncle Frank. The Drive-By Truckers are probably the banner carrier of the new-ish Southern rock bands. I don't like all their songs, but the ones I like, I love. Whiskey Without Women being one of my top five favorite songs of all time, probably. This is Uncle Frank. Good song by a great band, the Drive-By Truckers, here on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Now we got more electricity.
I realize I said whiskey without women before when I was talking about my favorite Drive By Turker song. I really meant women without whiskey. Great song. Anyhow, that was a good song as well, Uncle Frank. The next one we're going to do is by a guy that you really need to read about. It'd take me all day to try to describe this guy to you, a guy named Hazel Atkins, who died last year. He made sort of rockabilly blues, mishmash of music, and a lot of his songs I just don't get, to be honest with you. He became kind of a cult hero just because he was such a weird guy. But one of the songs I really like, because it just sort of captures a vibe that's kind of unlike most of his music, which is very loud and rowdy. He has a song called Your Memories, and I really like it. It's not very fancy. It's pretty toned down. It's a pretty stripped down song, but it just has a mood about it I like. So we're going to play a little Hazel Atkins, Your Memories, here on the Newsome.org Rancho Cast.
Your memories, they come to see me, 'cause they love me. Your memories, they still loving me. Why did you go away and not come back to me? Your memories are still loving me. You know, honey, memories are still loving me. Gosh, I guess I'll always love you, and I'll always care. Cause your memories, they still loving me. Your memories, they still loving me. Your memories are still loving me. Your memories are still loving.
All right, that was a good song. You could put that song together with South Filthy's Sandra Lynn's Blues, and you'd have two sad, wistful, good, similar songs. Good stuff. I like that vibe a lot. Let's play an older song now. Back in the late 60s and early 70s, as the country rock movement was getting legs, thanks to bands like The Byrds and The Band and Dillard and Clark, one of the bands that I thought was really going to be as big or bigger than any of them was a band called Mason Prophet. They had some really good records back in the late 60s and early 70s. And one of their records from 1971 was called Moving Toward Happiness. And my favorite song on that record is Hard Luck Woman, which I'm going to play in just a minute. Interestingly enough, they have a song on that record called Old Joe Clark, written by one of the Talbot brothers, who were the primary writers for the material done by Mason Prophet. And then I just wonder if that's where the band, the Old Joe Clarks, got their name, which would be a kind of a cool, obscure tribute if that's true, because, again, Mason Prophet is viewed by a lot of people as being really underappreciated in the country rock genre. Anyhow, here's a good song, give you an idea of the kind of stuff they did. Hard Luck Woman by Mason Prophet. Check it out.
I pulled my diamond Rio into a truck stop down the road. I asked for toast and coffee, and the waitress told me no. She said she'd heard about me and all the wrong I'd done, about how I'd left my woman for the trucking I'd begun. Here today, gone tomorrow. It's a hard luck woman take to a truck loving man. A friend sat down beside me and he told me not to pine. It takes a certain breed of man to leave a home behind. I started into drinking and thinking about my life. If you want to be an all-night trucking man, can't expect to have an all-night wife. Here today, gone tomorrow. It's a hard luck woman take it to a truck loving man. I'm thinking about my story as I drive on down the line. I wonder about my wife at home and how she spends her time. And as the night drives on and on, my mind begins to shake. I'd rather have a woman lay me down than all these bennies to keep me awake. Here today, gone tomorrow. It's a hard luck woman take her to a truck loving man. It's a hard luck woman take her to a truck loving man. It's a hard luck woman take her to a truck loving man.
Okay, now I'm gonna play a song I know you've never heard. One of my favorite documentaries is the film The Farmer's Wife, which aired on Frontline back in 1998. It's done by a filmmaker named David Sutherland. And what he did was he followed this young farming couple and their delightful children for about 3 or 4 years in the mid-90s while they tried to make it as a family farm in rural Nebraska. And as somebody who grew up largely on a farm, I really was affected by that film, and I really connected with these people. And by the end of the film, and it's a 6-hour series, I really was pulling for them, really pulling for them. Just good, good people. Well, the second film that David Sutherland made, which just aired on Frontline in January, is a film called Country Boys. Now, this, I didn't catch this film on TV, but you can get it at Netflix. I watched it. Another 6-hour documentary. And what he does is he follows these two high school kids up in rural Kentucky. In fact, not far from the Hazard Holler where my friends Greg and Mark Barker grew up. But anyhow, he follows these two kids as they try to make it through high school and try to overcome many, many, many obstacles, some of which have to do with where they live, but many of which are just tragic things that happen to them. And it's a really good movie. Well, one of the characters in this movie dates and later marries the daughter of a guy named Ray Riddle. And you see Ray, and he looks like a pretty cool guy. You know, he's got a beard, and he looks like he'd be somebody you'd want to have a beer with. But then he picks up a guitar, and he starts singing. And this guy has got the most classic country voice I've ever heard. And the songs are phenomenal, and he writes the songs himself. This guy is exactly what Nashville should be signing and recording, but like everybody else, including yours truly, you know, he's had a hard time breaking into the traditional country music scene. So he's up there playing in his garage up in Appalachia making great music. So after I saw that film, I just went to Google and put in Ray Riddle, and lo and behold, he's got a homepage, and he's got MP3s you can download. So you can go get more if you like it. The one I'm going to play right now is the one that I like the most. It's called One More Drink of Whiskey. The sound recording quality is bad. It's mixed too hot, so I had to mix it way down so it would play right. But you can get an idea of how good this guy is. I mean, I really, 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 really like this guy's voice. Anyway, if you like it, go to rayriddle.com, R-I-D-D-L-E. Drop him an email. Tell him you heard about him on the Rancho Cast, because I think Ray's probably a pretty good old dude, and he probably needs to hear from people that like his music. I'm probably going to drop him an email and let him know I played a song on my podcast. Anyhow, Ray Riddle on the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Just another drink of whiskey, and I'll be feeling fine. Another drink of whiskey, you'll be off my mind. Another song on the jukebox, slow dance on the floor. Another drink of whiskey, and I won't know you anymore. But hey, bartender, pour me another round for the memories of her. Lord, they're so hard to drown. Just another drink of whiskey, and I'll be feeling fine. Another drink of whiskey, she'll be all.
Tell you what, you go ahead and find a better voice than that and come tell me about it, because I don't think you can. I don't understand why that guy is not a country western star. Actually, I do. Having lived in Nashville for a while, they want people who are pretty and sing pop music. But I tell you what, I like his voice a lot. Another guy I like a lot is Richard Buckner. You know, there are these bands you hear and artists you hear from time to time that you never forget where you were the first time you heard one of their songs. I remember exactly where I was sitting in my orange chair back in my old apartment the first time I heard Uncle John's Band by the Grateful Dead, which turned me into a huge Deadhead, having completely missed the Grateful Dead prior to that time. I heard that song on the radio and immediately went out and bought a bunch of their records and became a huge fan and named my first child after one of their songs. Anyhow, I remember when I was driving home from work one time, back before the beauty of XM satellite radio, when I used to have to listen to ad infested over the air radio, and I heard Richard Buckner's song Gauzy Dress in the Sun, and I just about to pull over. It was so good, and I went straight to Cactus Records here in Houston, which is soon to close, sadly, and I bought this record, and then I bought every record he's put out since. This guy is probably my favorite working songwriter. I guess Townes Van Zandt would have been my favorite until he died. But this guy is an unbelievable songwriter. Richard Buckner, doing the song that I heard first by him that turned me on to a ton of good music, Gauzy Dress in the Sun.
A gauzy dress in the sun and a blue moon bloomed, and we drove out over the line. Was so long to go and someone I'd left behind. And I thought of you, the lake I drank, and I turned lazy, hard and meek. But the well went deeper, dear, when you brought your water here. You made a liar out of me, Lord, the things that I've seen. Stone mountain star shower and tear you lying next to me. And autumn rolls from green to blue, and when I roll over too, I won't leave a thing undone. A gauzy dress in the sun. Yeah, you made a liar out of me, Lord, the things that I've seen. A stone mountain star shower and dear, you lying next to me. A gauzy dress in the sun and a blue moon bloom, and we drove out over the line. Was so long to go and someone I'd left behind. An autumn rolls from green to blue, and when I roll over too, I won't leave a thing undone. A gauzy dress in the sun. Yeah, you're the one, you're the one. A gauzy dress in the sun.
Good song. All right, let's take another music break and talk some tech just for another minute or two. One of the things that I've been writing about a lot at Newsom.org, and I kind of feel sometimes like I'm piling on, but I only write about it because I feel so strongly about it, are these Web 2.0 applications, as we call them, which are these interactive social networking, tagging, sharing applications that are all the rage in the blogosphere. And this week I wrote a post where I compared the whole Web 2.0 deal to a bunch of kids in a room playing with Play-Doh. You know, everybody's working by themselves, and every now and then somebody will jump up and say, "Look what I did." And everybody will look at it and go, "Ooh, ah, that's great, man. It's really cool. Way to go." And then everybody turns back to their own projects, and a little while later somebody else stands up and goes, "Ooh, look what I made." And everybody goes, "Ooh, ah, that's great." The thing is that when the kids are done, the Play-Doh goes back in the can. But there are a lot of people that seem to have convinced themselves that the Play-Doh in the Web 2.0 world is going to go in the bank. And I personally believe that this whole thing is a creation of some well-meaning but optimistic developers and a bunch of people who either played or watched people play the Greater Fool game back in Bubble 1.0 and are trying to do it again. I think a lot of the whole business is a Greater Fool theory, and I lived through Bubble 1. And, you know, back before Bubble 1 popped, I thought I was a bastard child of Peter Lynch and Warren Buffett. I mean, I was making money. I was getting quoted in magazines. I was on the Smart Money magazine investor panel, and I was getting quoted at thestreet.com, and I thought, man, I got this stuff going on. And candidly, I was also, at the time, about to sell one of my websites for for good, well into seven figures. And so I was thinking to myself, my future is probably as an investor. I mean, I was actually starting to think that I should consider doing that for a living. That's how crazy I got. And again, but for years, I was getting a 30, 40% return. Well, that's because I was buying tech stocks and I believed the hype. And I lost a ton of money when the dot-com one bubble burst. And I learned some lessons. And now I see the same thing happen again. Now, they can't quite get traction yet because there are people like me who remember the last time we went through this. But some of the hype that some of these Web 2.0 companies are getting, when primarily their only revenue source is through advertising, because most of these applications are free. Some of them have the tenacity to charge for their services, which in the Web 2.0 world is kind of unusual. That tells you all you need to know right there. But the bottom line is the majority of these websites get their money via advertising. And I tell you, when accboards.com was making me, you know, five figures a month in revenue back in the day, it was getting it all from ad revenue. And let me tell you what, it was intoxicating. But ad revenue is very cyclical. It's very fickle. And it's only a matter of time until what happened before happens again. People say, you know what, online advertising isn't working. We're going to go back to traditional advertising, to media 1.0, and all this whole house of cards is going to come crashing down. And the companies that prepare for that and believe that are going to be fine. And I made the summation in that post I was talking about a minute ago. I said, you know, if I was a Web 2.0 developer, I would consider myself not the next eBay/IBM killer, which is ludicrous, but you hear comparisons like that made. I would consider myself the corner family-run market, and I would try to be as good as I can be in that way. I don't need to scale up to be the next IBM. But the problem is you get the venture capital market talking to them and they have to have scale to make money. And before you know it, people are going crazy over what are really glorified science projects. And that's what bothers me. And that's what I keep writing about. Now, I used to develop software and I have tremendous, tremendous respect for what some of these people have been able to do. And I use their sites and their sites are incredibly useful. But you know what? Stick up a PayPal deal. You know, do a shareware thing. Say, look, you like my site? Pay me $5, $10 a month to use the site. Why do you need to make millions? Why can't you make thousands and sustain it? That, my friends, is the problem that I have with the whole Web 2.0 hype. And I'm going to continue to write about that until people start believing in the corner store as opposed to swinging for the fences with every pitch. So that's my take on Web 2.0. Keep reading Newsom.org, and you'll hear more about it, and maybe leave me a comment. Tell me what you think. All right, we're down to the last song, which, as always, is a blues song. We're going to play a mighty fine one today. I've said before here that one of the bands that I think is the most underappreciated of all time is Wet Willie. Wet Willie did country rock, Wet Willie did soul, and Wet Willie did blues. And off of their excellent live record, Left Coast Live, here is Wet Willie doing a phenomenal blues song, Jelly Jelly. 13 minutes of good, hard blues. Wrapping up the March 4th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast.
Thank you. is. Let me tell y'all. Johnny Rowe killed my daddy. They drove my mom stone blind.
Thank you. can't hardly stand it sometimes. Baby, when you walk, Lord, you're shaking like a willow tree, shaking all over. Twist your step, baby. Oh. Yes! All right! I feel like getting down tonight. I feel like telling the truth tonight. I want to know if anybody out there wants to hear about my baby. I got to tell somebody about my baby. When my sweet mama go walking down Sunset Strip. I said when my sweet baby go shaking down Sunset Strip. I can't hardly stand to walk behind her. She be shaking like Jell-O on a plate. Oh, it must be Jell-O, cause jam don't shake like that. Oh, it must be Jell-O, cause jam don't shake like that. She got a silver studded red hot pants on. She got on a yellow high heel sneakers. She got on a purple see-through blouse and she ain't wearing no brassiere. Oh! Oh, she's shaking like two balloons in a hurricane. Oh. I gotta put this thing down here. Lord have mercy. She got on a rainbow colored afro wig. Let me tell you, she got a hand on the hip, letting the backbone slip. Got a hand on the hip, letting the backbone slip. And she was batting her eyes. She was batting the eyes. She was batting the eyes. Batting the eyes. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Batting the eyes and looking straight at me. She walks on over. Looked me straight in the eye. She leaned over and whispered in my ear in that soft, slow Georgia accent of hers, as she said, I want to go out on a picnic with you, baby. Out under the big bright yellow sun. I need to go out on a picnic with you, baby. Out under the big bright yellow sun. She said, Jimmy, I'm going to take care of your hot dog if you take care of my boy. Yes, indeed. All right, get on down.
Well, that wraps up this edition of the Newsom Dollar Rancho Cast. Thanks for listening. Let me say a quick word about the music. I'm a musician and songwriter. I'm not trying to steal music from anybody. These are low bitrate MP3s. Our job, or my plan here at least at Rancho Cast, is try to put out some music that you don't hear on the radio, to get some exposure to some people who are making good music who need it. So again, go to your bricks and mortar or your online record store and buy these records, support these artists, and they're making some good music. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Please continue to read Newsom.org. Leave me a comment, let me know how you like things, and please tell your friends about us. Our listenership is growing, but candidly, it's not growing nearly at the pace the readership of Newsom.org is growing, and I understand that because not everybody wants to listen to a podcast, but I can't help but believe there are people out there like me who think that a good mix of classic rock, country rock, blues, and tech talk is a pretty good blend, and I hope you'll pass the word around because, again, I'm interested in doing this, and I'm not I'm not losing steam yet, but I'll be candid with you. It's a hard climb. It's a harder climb, and I may do a story on this now that I'm thinking about it, but it's a harder climb up Podcaster's Hill than it is up Blogger's Hill. And so, again, not just the Rancho Cast, but any podcast you listen to you like, drop people that make it a line. Tell them you like it, because I tell you what, when you're sitting here staring at a computer screen and you got an empty house, you're talking to a microphone, you know, you don't know if you're one hand clapping or not, and I don't think I am, but yeah, I'd be lying if I said I didn't wonder about it. Anyhow, thanks for listening. Kent Newsom signing off the March 4th, 2006 edition of the Newsom.org Rancho Cast. Talk to you next time.